Welcome to This Week in Blues History. I'm Sleepy Boy Hawkins, host of Blues Unlimited, the radio show that explores the wonderful world of the blues and its history, heritage, and rich cultural traditions. This week in 1951, Chester Arthur Burnett, better known to the world as the Howlin' Wolf, made his debut on the Billboard R&B charts. The best way to describe the Howlin' Wolf would simply be to say that he was a larger-than-life figure in every way that possessed one of the most unique voices in blues history. Sam Phillips, the legendary record producer from Memphis, later said what went through his mind when he first heard him. "This is for me. This is where the soul of man never dies."
Yeah, somebody knocking on my door.
Although Sam Phillips often kept detailed notes on his studio sessions, this was one time where he did not. Various 1951 recording dates from May, July, and August have all been tossed around, and we're still not quite sure who the piano player is. One thing's for certain, the fretwork is by Firebrand guitarist Willie Johnson, who played on the Wolf's earliest recordings. At Midnight only spent 1 week on the Billboard charts. The flip side, How Many More Years, started gaining traction a few weeks later, cracking the top five over a 2.5 month period. Although Leonard Chess definitely wanted the Wolf to move north, it wouldn't happen until 1954. As the old saying goes, however, he was definitely on his way. And that's going to do it for this week in blues history. For more great moments like this one, join me, Sleepy Boy Hawkins, each and every week for Blues Unlimited. Available on iTunes and on the web at bandcamp.com.
I'm going upstairs. I'm going to bring back down my clothes. Get them on.